Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Bramley's nose is so big, he could use it to get pickled onions out of a jar.
There's always one annoying one in the bottom though, isn't there? You know, a bit of skin just coming off it.
Here's another one. When Bramley lays down in the sun, his nose works as a sundial. Again, quite similar. Smell a Sunday roast on a Wednesday.
I like that one as well.
But my favourite... Great to see Park and Chris rooting for the Japanese and Brownie supporting the Japanos.
Hey! Hey, we've got our flight to catch.
Oh,
can't
get me home.
I've got my watch on, so you can just go and light the sun over there, Chris.
Brilliant. You might think we've been having time in his life, but I'm missing tipping point.
Oh, I'm ready for home, me now. I'm ready for home.
If I could bring the little ones out, I would stay for the full tournament.
Yeah.
I don't think I would.
Sometime.
Would you not? No, I think I've realised, right? I think football's shit.
I'm not bothered about the football. The football gets in the way.
I'm sat at these games and I'm bored, man. I'm bored. Like, all I'm thinking of is, like, just can I get back in? I have lack of sleep and that. I just want to get back in bed, me. You have not felt same?
I'm ready now. I think we've had a good kick of it, haven't we?
It's been quite a theme, hasn't it? Bumping on the podcast.
You've just said, I'm watching the game and I want to get back in bed.
Been to England games at the World Cup, man.
I know, but I've realised I'm really not a bit of a fan of football at all. If I get to the final and you all come out, just have a good time, lads. I'm stopping at home.
I must be up, because we went to the fan park last night, didn't we? Yeah. Before the Wales game. And the fan park, obviously you can get a drink in there. It's a good atmosphere in there.
Class.
I didn't really want to go to the game.
I'd rather have stayed. And have a drink.
Yeah.
If Sunday I'm offering me 40 Qataris for my ticket, they could have had it.
Yeah.
It's tenner. Have it. Go and enjoy yourselves.
That's the hardest that an hangover's kicked in for me at a game. Because we'd eaten big.
Yeah.
I was full. I was bloated. So I had a few vodkas just to perk up. And then I reckon 20 minutes into the game, it was like, hello.
That's the
thing. Is, we're like kids because we've got a little window of probably an hour and a half that we get in there from when Matt is on our case to leave to go and do some work. So we must have had 5-6 cans.
Mate, we're raging.
A tequila.
In first 15 minutes.
And then he comes back with a double vodka Red Bull.
Oh, nah then.
Needed wicket. We weren't too heavy on the food beforehand. But Mate, we're raging because he said, right, we need to go now, lads. We need to get to the ground and get there early. So I said, Brownie, you go to the toilet. About 15 minutes. Brownie went. Brownie's just at the toilet. Then I saw Brownie coming back. Can I? Right. Passed the baton. I went for 15. Took two cans with me. I would sassy trap three with two cans.
As if we're sneaking up from Matty's, we're going to have a couple more drinks.
The thing is, the Hail Mary, when everybody's together and Matty's like ushering us out the door, is just get him to do something. So we got up to stand on a chair and just sing a Harry Maguire song or something. Just to
just
get
sneak
some
5 minutes in.
We were like kids, weren't we?
Good result, though.
Good result last night. Do you know, it's weird, isn't it? Because it's not like watching it. You know, you can watch the game and think he played well. It's hard to take it in as a sporting event because there's all other stuff going on as well. Like, it overwhelms you a little bit that you're at a World Cup game and all the atmosphere and everything.
Some might say that's because you've got an untrained eye.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right.
I thought it was
a spectacle of the...
Oh, to be fair, you're just thinking of your next stupid thing to do, aren't you? That's the main reason. Like, so we had encouraging young kids to sing swearing songs next door.
No, it was edited. It was edited.
Thing is, we've said in that, I think it was the last podcast, that we need an early goal. If we get an early goal, we'll be a different team. Once and then would have been the case last night.
He just shitted himself till they get one.
Side pass.
Go back, come sidewards.
Rashford's got to score in the first half, and I think that opens the floodgates. I think without being disrespectful to Wales, who were crap, by the way. That's probably a bit disrespectful, but they were crap. If we go one up in the first 15, 20, I think it could have been 5-6.
They do come all at once. It's like, when you're having sex and you take your time initially. It might have been a while and you think, well, this might not last that long. So he's like nice and steady. Here to the side, and then once they get the momentum going.
That's how I imagine you having sex, Chris. Yeah. Not that I'd like to imagine you having sex, but I think you're just in. Get the job done.
Bed. Out we go.
What do you mean to the side?
Oh, I'm on about the pass it, the movement.
All right,
England, the momentum slow. Pass it back.
Tell you what,
time.
I have noticed. Not many people want to commit players, do they?
Remember Foden, second half?
First time.
Yeah.
And they'll get
first
a free
time
kick,
he did it.
Free kick for the Rashford goal. It's as if they don't want it, they're scared of giving the ball away.
Yeah.
I thought Foden were breath of fresh air.
It's incredible.
Willing
isn't
to take a risk.
Yeah. Incredible.
Hey Jude was back.
Yeah.
Maguire, man. I said to you, he's one of our best attacking players. You know, coming out with the ball and that.
I think he's been absolutely fantastic.
Apart from that shot.
Yeah,
that was cross.
The one way for a throw-in.
Yeah. To be fair, he's not put a foot wrong, has he?
Nah. And I'm over the moon.
And we somehow ended up with the Wales fans. Our tickets were in the Wales end. But everybody were great, weren't they? We were having a chat and a laugh and a drink with the Welsh.
Because I thought might have been trouble, you know.
Yeah. There were a group of England fans up way out. You know the ones who are always pushing it too far?
Uh-huh.
Like, you're going home and all this stuff. And then I just heard one of them stood up corner going, bucket hats for sale, red bucket hats for sale.
Red, green and red and white bucket hats for sale. To be fair,
he was going to get a slug that one.
I think, I'll tell you what did actually help with that, the fact that they were all 98% out before the game, weren't they?
Yeah.
So it didn't come as a shock to them that they were going home. They knew before the game started.
So we're in our second home, aren't we?
Yeah, we're at the Doubletree. This is familiar. Home from home.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. If we don't come back here for 12 months, I'm not bothered.
Because we're off to the airport after here, aren't we? So we're like, where are we going to get location to record a podcast? So mentioned it to Sylvester, the manager here at the Doubletree.
The manager/pool attendant.
He said, oh, while we're staying, do you mind if we use the air? Oh, for you boys anything.
They've turned the music off.
Music's off.
Hillside music's gone off for us.
We're not even staying here.
Me and Chrissy have been going to the gym, and you know, there's always that one person in the gym that picks weights up that are far too heavy for them. That was Chris. All the dumbbells had gone. All the liftable weights. The eights had gone. The girl had the eights.
You know what I'm like, though? ADHD. I need to do something.
So I'm sat. I was just sat. I'd done something. And I could see Chris in the mirror. and he's picked up some 18s. Was it 18s, 20s?
I was looking for a minute.
He's,
like that.
I've got to do something. I'll go for these ones.
These
will
do.
When I took them off, I went, boom, but you were starting.
Once you pick them up, you can't put them down. And you should have seen.
Believe me, you can.
You should have seen these bicep curls. You were just using any muscle possible to get it from there to there. It was, I can't even recreate it.
I planned on doing 15 and a 3.
To be fair though, we went in the gym after, didn't we? Alex came in and I started throwing him about the 18s, and you were impressed, weren't you?
You're a big piece of kit, John.
For a non-lifting weight man.
Yeah.
I was just, you could see even the girl that was doing a bit on the floor just looking at you like
shake of the head.
Do we
I'm not surprised I did a little bump when I picked this one up. I've probably got a retention.
Oh dear. What are you most looking forward to getting home for?
Oh, so much.
Sex.
Bed? I'll be taking my time, you know that.
Going sideways?
Yeah. Be going back to Keeper a few times. My bed, definitely.
Yeah.
Some home cooked food.
Kids,
the kids.
The
children,
Chris.
Yeah, the kids.
Tipping points. I'm not being sarcastic. Tipping points.
Sick of hearing
that's all we for 4 days. That's all we've heard.
Are you not a fan?
No, not really.
Not like a tipping point.
You've had it on a VPN though, haven't you?
No, not tipping point. I'm saving them for
when you get a mammoth.
The kids are at school.
A mammoth tip when you get back.
The kids are at school. The missus at work. I've got seven episodes block of tipping point.
When we're on the way down from somewhere, it just went, makes you realise, doesn't it, that TV is a massive part of your life. You know, you can just sit down, even if you're not watching it properly, it's just on and you can just pick up
that remote.
As we're on the way to the Doubletree.
To sit in the pool.
30 degrees. I miss tipping point, man.
Just watch tipping point. Just mention while we're talking about the VPN, the link's in the description below for NordVPN. You get 30-day money-back guarantee, 4 months free. And like I say, if you're abroad and you want to watch Tipping Point, like John, you just put your VPN on.
I've been watching the soaps and I've...
It's helped me with the Swifty, getting on the Swifty and stuff.
That's the thing, if you're abroad as well, or you want to have a bet like we have, or on match, just
don't, Chrissy, you can't forget the military-style security.
Military-style security as well. You know about that. Keep all your passwords. Bank details.
Yeah.
Secure. So no hackers are getting in.
A few of the lads who were out here have been on about it, haven't they? The VPN and that, saying that they're sat watching films and stuff.
Yeah. So the link's in the description. 30-day money-back guarantee and 4 months free.
Change your lives again, man.
Changing lives.
Adopted Japanese.
Yeah.
Konnichiwa. I enjoyed it with the Japanese.
Most respectful fans in the world?
Yeah.
We took it on board, didn't we? We cleaned up.
Cleaned up.
I wish...
Give them a bow.
I wish you'd have put that into your room. I wish you'd have took that respect into our room. That's fucking hell.
I tell you what, if you think... If we like a fancy dress, the Japanese love a fancy dress.
Oh, aye.
I saw Pikachus. I saw...
Karate Kid.
Yeah, a couple of ninjas.
If we'd have known we were going to that game, we ought to have all gone karate, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. White stripe. White belt, one stripe.
Yeah, I'd have purple at least.
Brown.
There's only one thing Chrissy's refused to do this trip, and that's to receive a kick in the face from Karate Kid.
I went for the crane and he turned around.
Bridge too far, wasn't it, that?
Tell you what, we're good, don't we? The atmosphere on the tube last night.
Yeah. It's the first time we got a tube
to the game.
To the game, and it was bouncing.
It might have been at home, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It wasn't as good when you needed a piss, though.
No.
That is one thing. Lack of public toilets.
Yeah.
Between the tube station and the ground, there just needs to be a couple of portaloos, don't there?
Yeah.
You know, because as I said, you've knocked 8 cans back in an hour and a half.
I'm a bit sad we've not managed to get to the final stadium, the big one, that bathtub.
We'll be there for to watch
because
England.
It's supposed to be incredible.
Oh, you will.
We've been to the same stadium twice, haven't we?
I know. Yeah, that's just look
for
at the draw.
The Japan
game,
yeah.
Look at the draw.
For the Japan game and last
so
night.
So, who do we think's going to win it?
Fuck knows.
Like, Brazil didn't look brilliant. For me, France are the ones.
I think there's probably four or five teams who are thinking it's winnable.
Can have a go. Yeah. So we've got Senegal next.
Yeah.
And then were you saying if we get through the likelihood, is
I thought
it
France.
Maybe.
One step at a time, lads.
Yeah. Yeah. Senegal.
Do you know you reach that?
That's because we don't know.
We don't know.
One game at a time.
Senegal, though? You...
No man here.
No. I think we've got even no idea, have we?
No. Let's be honest, we've got
we
no idea.
We watched them last night as well against Ecuador.
By the way, have we spoke about... Because we were going to try to get to the USA training thing, weren't we? And it's made us realise how many hoops the liaison officer jumped through.
Lewis.
To get us there.
Yeah.
We actually were, for one day, FIFA-accredited journalists. They're not, it's not like... Oh,
dressed like that.
It's not like Steve on Doer. Steve, just let these in, mate. We were actually FIFA-accredited journalists.
Because we emailed the US media man, and he emailed back saying... Unless you've got FIFA accreditation, I can't do anything.
No, no, no.
And the email from Lewis, from the FA, he said, tell Chris and Matty, not in capital letters, not to bring their raw media pass, which is like the Smitty one that...
Anyone can get.
Sylvester can get.
Yeah, if you bring a camera, you get
anybody
one.
Anybody can get one. So they've obviously done it, gone through the FIFA line and came up trumps.
Set? Is it still set? Set?
I don't think it's set.
It's definitely not set. But
oh, is it?
Funk knows.
The lads, yeah, I've got this crew from England. Any chance? Yeah, no bother. No bother, let him in.
No bother. I reckon he just put us down as competition winners.
So massive thanks to Lewis.
We played the role well, didn't we? We played the role well. Funk me. America through with us.
Yeah.
Wales been poor, haven't they?
Winter.
I wonder what was it with Gareth coming off at half time.
I think he was injured. Really? But I've read this morning that he's playing on.
Mm. He's playing on.
Yeah.
I was speaking to a lad. He was down at that Education City on course down there. He said he were on third hole by 75 minutes.
What, playing night golf, floodlit golf. The thing is, right, no matter how good you are and how good you have been, you can't just, like, half toss it for 6 months and then come to a World Cup and expect to be pulling up trees, can you?
I don't think he's trying to... We were chatting to some American lads over there, and he just can't get in the team, like...
Because Carlos Vela's there, isn't he?
Yeah,
Carlos Vela's at the same team, and what he was saying was that they can't play together as soon as Bale sat on the bench and started winning, so he can't... He's not getting a
game. Fair enough, isn't
it? Hi, mate.
Our Australian friend.
Sometimes the transition to fall and winter feels like experiencing every season on the same day. The shoes in the Allbirds Mizzle collection were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Check off your errands with the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Wool Runner Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.
It's been good, though, hasn't it? You know, meeting.
Yeah. Would you come back?
100%.
Yeah. As a destination, nothing to do with football or anything.
I'd come back.
For a bit of winter.
I'd come for a holiday. As long as it's not ridiculous, like if they put the prices down for the hotels, I'd come back.
Because after being in Dubai, I was like, not for me, this. You know, very pretentious, into money orientated. Mm. But then here, it's like a watered down version. It's a bit more like a dome.
Yeah.
You go to
I
the
prefer
malls.
It here than Dubai.
It's not Benidorm, is it?
No, it's not Magaluf or Benidorm.
I've not seen a fucking jumbo breakfast sign outside a shop anywhere, outside a cafe.
Fish and chips in Radisson.
Yeah, that's one thing I wish we'd have had.
I know.
I'm fed up with seeing kebabs. I never thought I'd say it.
What about that meal we went for in Radisson? We fancied a steak. So we asked the guy, he said, oh, there's a steakhouse in the Radisson. So we did that. We went to the door, asked him, oh, yeah, steakhouse at the back. We went in, we sat down.
First thing.
Napkins on the napkins. You're in then, aren't
first
you?
First thing.
You know,
napkins.
You've been greeted, and the napkins on the lap. You're in.
Complimentary Prosecco on arrival.
Napkin.
Straight away, we're like, this is out of our league. This.
Napkin, Prosecco, hors d'oeuvre, appetizer.
Yeah. Which was shite, by the way.
Menu came.
Menu off. Came in. Fucking hell! I nearly dropped it with that heavy.
100 quid a steak. Needless to say, we didn't have steak.
Bart chips.
And it goes without saying that Dave can't have a meal without two sides.
Oh, aye. He's fucking... Yeah. Dave has
I've watched Dave's eyes, actually. He has the menu. He doesn't actually read what's on the menu. He just goes down the numbers. Biggest one, that's for me.
He has rinsed us any of this trip.
He has.
Honestly.
I've never seen a man eat so many cakes.
Dave was at the game last night. And some random just walked up to him and went, "For fuck's sake, Dave."
And he dropped on again at the England game last night.
Oh, fucking hell. Right,
someone got in touch, Andy.
Honestly, he could fall in a barrel of fucking thumbs and come out sucking the tits. He really could.
He didn't have no tickets before we came. He's ended up seeing two England games. I looked over the other day. He had his feet up. He had one of them mocktail things with the umbrella out.
Red velvet, no doubt.
There was a bit of cake in there.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
A cake chaser.
But Andy got in touch.
Just on Dave. He's put fucking 2.5 stone on in 10 days. That's how much he's ate, that cunt. He started to borrow my T-shirts. Asshole.
Well, Andy... Thanks, Andy. He got in touch, didn't he? His wife, for whatever reason, had to go back, so he had a spare ticket. And he said, if you need one, lads, there's one here for you.
So Dave, we didn't read this morning. At the bottom, there was a star. Anybody but Dave.
Oh, is that what he said?
Sit with anybody but
sorry,
Dave.
Sorry, Andy. Sorry.
So it's apologies from us, Andy. But Big Dave, as we now call him.
Yeah.
He's...
Big Dave.
He messaged me as well. Andy, because he said, apparently Dave, when he got there, oh no, I've not got a company card with me. So Dave, I'll get him, Andy, I'll get him a couple of cakes, 3 lattes.
A burger and 2 fucking Fantas.
Fuck's sake, Dave.
Jesus Christ. Well, I've said to him at taxi last night, Dave, honestly, when you get home, just go to Tesco's, do yourself a big shop, and then just drop the card off for us. Drop the company card off.
He's rinsed his company for
in fact, Dave, it filled car up and all. Might as well put some diesel in.
On that, actually, obviously, massive thanks to Swifty for sponsoring. We could do with some more sign-ups because we've not had Dave's confectionery bill yet through.
He's actually cost us more in cake than he has in flights, and he's missed 3 of the bastards.
We're working it out all the night. He has been on. He has cost us... £700 an hour for work that he's done. 700 snotters an hour.
Cake alone.
He's good with that camera though, isn't he?
Oh, aye.
Just going like that.
I mean, he's not looking.
He's shit up,
he's not looking. He's reading the menu as he speaks. He's just got camera like that.
Salmon omelette, Dave.
Yeah. Go on then, I'll have some fries with it. Yeah, fuck it. I'll have some fries. Fanta. Yeah. I'll have a bottle of water as well, please. Yeah.
So our #pay Dave's bill campaign.
In fact, we ought
Swifty,
to set a...
Swifty links in the description.
We ought to set a GoFundMe up.
The link's in the description. It's been good while we've been here. We're on.
Morning.
We're on it last night at the game.
You're flying on it, aren't
I
you?
I know.
It's like
every game.
He's not been telling us, has he?
Uh-huh.
So last night we're at the fans' park and he just started cheering me like, "Fucking hell, what's happened? I've got a penalty in this game." You look up at his green and the big dog just putting it on the spot.
I'm on £58 a month off my fiver. So...
Because he does just go quiet, doesn't he? You can see him like...
The thing is that slap that he went, "Oh, no." Like, "Why, what's up?" He says, "Oh, it's a penalty for the other team." And he went, "Oh, no, it's not. It's just a penalty." We're like VAR, weren't it? You got your cheer foot penalty and your VAR in it to see if it's the right team. And then the VAR's pointed to the spot. Yeah. Well, hey, we're up again.
Put another 15 quid in the pot.
What's that?
It's just a good bit of fun. I've enjoyed it. It's a bit of fun. I've just been having a fiver here, a fiver there. And the link's in the description and the offer. They've got a bloody good offer on it, mate. If you put a bet on the 7 o'clocker, the last games, then you get that stake as a free bet the next day as well. So the link's in the description.
And you can choose any bet for that, can't you?
Yeah. Got to be 18 or over. Please gamble responsibly.
Always gamble.
That was professional, wasn't it?
I've been gambling at the camera responsibly. And look at me. Hey, I'll get you a cake at airport, Dave.
What's your favourite cake, Dave?
Bloody red velvet, I know. The crumbs all over the floor. It's like red ants.
It is taking the piss when he can't decide which cake to have, so he just goes, I'll have both. Both, please.
Went for a steak last night, and the most expensive one was ribeye. And I just knew that he was looking for the fillet. No fillets, so I'll have the next.
Oh. Ribeye the dearest steak at the plate, and what did Dave have?
Ribeye, yeah. Most what, expensive.
Did it come with mash and veg?
Mash, chips, and peppercorn sauce.
It's lovely, wasn't it?
So are the chips and peppercorn sauce extras?
Yeah.
Fuck's sake, Dave.
And it wasn't even finished.
We shot as bolt, didn't we? We had
soup.
We had some soup.
What was the place called? Healthy Living?
I don't know what it was. I just fancied that soup.
So every restaurant under the sun in this mall, and I saw these two in the healthy option or something. Just healthy Living option.
We've got a
soup and a bread roll.
Soup and a bread roll. It were nice, like.
It was lovely. But when I saw that steak, I was like...
Yeah, I was spent, though. I was tired. Not really hungry. I've just felt like shit for 10 days. Mm. You're like...
You've looked like shit.
If they got to the final, I'd like to come back. I mean, I don't know if you could get tickets, like... Even sitting in that fan park.
I'll tell you what is shit. I was speaking to somebody the other day who lives out here, and he said, definitely the final, maybe even the semi-finals, it'll all be people from the UAE. There won't be any supporters there.
Right.
Which I think is pretty shit.
Yeah. Because I didn't actually realise how the ticket system worked. We were speaking to some English lads last night, weren't they? And they've already bought tickets all the way to the final. And then if they don't get there, you get your money back.
Yeah. Wait a minute, that's Dave's chopper taking... That's going to take him to airport. He's not Uber it, Dave, is he, fuck? He's got a chopper on card. It'll be half an hour.
Did we speak about at the Grand Prix? You get an Uber helicopter?
You can, yeah, in Dubai. There's a chopper. A chopper option on Uber.
That's classic.
It's not bad, is it?
Why don't we get that to Camel?
I know.
We've been there and back in 20 minutes.
That's the lowest point of my trip, that. That taxi to and from the
Camels.
Yeah.
Bad.
Knowing what's happening there.
Left the ladies on the yacht.
What's your best moment?
If you can hear that, it sounds a little bit like a whale in the pool. That's Dave, he's just got in. He's put that much weight on, that's how fucking big he is.
You've got on his head already.
Yeah.
Sylvester's mopping out water back in.
Yeah, that was a massive low point for me. That I don't know why we did that.
Best part of the trip for me was, and I've seen a few comments on you saying we staged it, but 100% getting in that first game when I didn't think there was a chance in hell I was getting in.
See, they really did change it, because I think we got his tickets like half an hour before last night, I think.
Yeah. Like, they must have done
something. Not even close to the ground.
They've ironed out the creases.
Yeah, that you were so lucky, the fact that it was the second game.
Yeah. If it had been any other game, I don't think I'd have got in.
No, job were fucked.
We had I remember being over the moon. We'd formed a rebel group, us three. We left Dave in the cafe and gone to the Red Lion and seen that it was £7 a pint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With, I think it was some, you got, there was an offer on 160 odd Qatari rial and chicken wings. And we were like,
That's your highlight of the trip.
Yeah. That first, because reading stuff back home, £19 a pint is going to
be. Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be a dry trip, lads.
It's going to cost us even more.
I know.
John, highlight?
Yeah, it'll be landing at Manchester Airport.
In about 7.5 hours.
Yeah. I might even watch a tipping point when I get in tonight. just to drop off to... Now, the highlight... the fans and that, I think.
Yeah.
I think the fans...
Mixing with everybody.
There's so many... Like, last night, we're in the mall. It's 2 o'clock or whatever. And there's this bloke, and he's got like long grey hair, a bit of a tash, England fan. And he just went, must have been 70?
Yeah.
And he just went, under the cosh. And he just went, Gandalf.
Gandalf the Grey. Under the cosh, Gandalf the Grey. I felt bad actually. He didn't
but he said he didn't take it that well, did he? But to be fair, like.
No, I think he'd be
right. Yeah. He said, oh, I've been watching a lot of your videos and that. So we might be getting an older audience as well now.
I think.
It's because we're starting to mature, aren't we?
Yeah.
But do you know, like, just the amount of lads who have, like, come over.
Under the cosh. I hope everybody, like, starts taking our approach. Like, I just see, like, Ian Wright and Alan Shearer. Just like, oh, fantastic playing them. sorry, lads. Oh, sorry, lads. Played a beautiful ball in the box.
Oh, fucking hell, Scotty. Jill. What is it? Not Jill Scott, Jill. Is it? What the call it?
Alex.
Alex, fucking hell. What?
Jill Scott.
Alex, what did you have last night to eat you mucky cow?
It's been good though.
Disappointed you haven't got your blue Adidas on.
I've worn it obviously for the crack, if people have not realised.
Well, for the last one.
See, I'll be honest with you, right? I think I've worn 20% of the clothes that I've fetched. I've got some lovely gear in there. Some fucking fabulous gear in there. But you know what I do? Because I just got it in a pile. Like, so what I've done is, I took my clothes off, put them on top, and then I thought, fuck it. I've just put the ones that are on the top back on. You know, instead of like putting them under or putting them in the case or whatever. So that's the reason. Yeah, that blue Adidas t-shirt, it needs a good fettle when it gets back.
I did see a comment that they're going to start a GoFundMe to get you some new clothes. Honestly.
Sweating again. I've worn some terrible colours and all, and I like,
just blue,
sweat.
Really, haven't you?
Yeah.
Just blue?
Yeah.
Anything blue?
Yeah. Right. I'll accept it off you. Under no circumstances am I taking abuse on clothes from that.
Why? What's wrong with me?
That's probably the most sensible t-shirt you've got. I've seen a tie-dye come out at Watcher.
There's no wrong with that tie-dye.
Fucking filth.
It's beautiful. Normal gets you nowhere, John.
Yeah. Johnny came out the bedroom this morning and went, should we just do a Zoom? He's like, no, come on, we'll get this done. I went, you're going to have to carry us, lads. And I thought he was asleep, but he just turned over and went, not for the first time this trip.
Out of nowhere. He's an arsehole, actually, him. So just to clarify on the ticket situation, so if you buy tickets, you're buying them for the first three
games.
As an
England fan.
The 16, the quarterfinals, the semi-finals and the final, you're guaranteed them?
Yeah, I think if you're an England member, and we were chatting to them last night, them lads, weren't we? And they,
I know, but I got me head in my suit.
I weren't listening, but basically they bought tickets all the way to the final. And I think, were they 50 quid? Poppy was saying?
Maybe I don't think it was obviously the final one.
So anybody can buy tickets right up to the final. So like an Ecuador fan might have bought them all the way to the final. But then obviously when they go out, you get your money back for the games up to that point that you've gone out.
So it's good really. I mean, I think they'd missed the quarter and semi, haven't they?
Yeah.
And it were about £1,000 for five games then, innit?
Yeah.
But one of them's the final.
But then it's back in your account if you don't make it. Basically, you say, I'm an England fan, I'm buying up to the final, and then when England go out, you get your money back.
Right.
So you know that there is a number of fans going.
And then what you do is they sell it to the Qataris and that.
Yeah.
But I imagine there's a lot, like you said, for the semis and finals, I imagine that proportion of corporate supporters is going to grow.
Dignitaries? Is that the right word?
Not just dignitaries, but... You know, just the corporate tickets.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to just sitting on settee and that. My Christmas tree's up.
Is that?
So you put Christmas tree up.
It's too early, surely.
Well, it's up.
Man, it'll be December, day after we get back, will it?
So we play Sunday, and we're going to be, hopefully...
In Sunderland.
Is it a Budweiser?
Budweiser fan park, I believe. Back to the honest reactions.
I can't. I'm driving, by the way.
Yeah. Are you gonna elaborate anymore? Just.
Yeah.
Just had enough.
I've got an airport run Monday morning, early.
Can they not get a taxi?
Eh?
Can they not get a taxi?
I've already agreed to it. So yeah, so I think I am anyway. But I'll be able to watch the game, won't I?
We're for a few days rest and then we're
ready to go again.
Back at it for the next round.
I'd be interested to see what everything's like back home, because we've seen a few people saying they haven't been able to get into the spirit and all that. So we'll have to.
I imagine it has been harder back home
to get into.
I spoke to Rose. I said, "Do you watch games?" She went, "I watched second half." She said, "I can't get into it. It's like it's not same when it's miserable outside. I've got fire on in house. It's like not same as when usually I've got like a TV in garage. I used to shut her up and we're all sat outside in garden with a drink."
You used to associate World Cups and Euros with beer gardens, don't you?
Yeah, ain't sun and people falling about and stuff.
If anybody chucks some dart fruits over me, bloody December.
Not the same, is it? No, it'll be interesting to see.
Shall we have a breakfast for the road?
I think so. One final salmon omelette before we depart.
I'm going to go continental, croissants and that, and then get the big salmon omelette. Yeah. Fancy it? Thing is, he'll get us blown up.
Yeah, coming in like that. Jesus Christ.
Inconspicuous.
Can I have your room number, sir? That's what they'll be saying as soon as he walks in. Can
I have your room number? 134. The hotel two down. It's not a bad thing, is it, being honest?
Honest, John.
Right, you can't criticise me.
Honest, John.
You can't criticise me for being honest, can you? Surely to God.
Right, chaps, we're going to play to catch. Yeah, again, though, a massive thanks to Swifty Predictions
and NordVPN
for doing this.
Yeah, very much appreciated.
And that link is in the description. Get yourself involved. It is a good fun. Good fun. Gamble responsibly. And obviously over 18s only.
Adios, Qatar. Done.
What a miserable bastard, eh?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to. Courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.